I wish I could see the concert better. Everybody's taller than me, and I don't know what's happening.
That kind of sounds like Zacchaeus, but he wanted to see someone a lot more compelling than a band. Do you know the story and maybe even the song about Zacchaeus? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Zacchaeus was a tax collector back when Jesus was on earth. People hated tax collectors because they usually cheated people out of their money, so Zacchaeus wasn't a very good guy. But when he met Jesus, he was totally changed. He gave back all the money he stole and even more and started to follow Jesus. Do you know anyone that you don't think could ever change? You might be surprised. Jesus can change anyone, just like it says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Our story today is called Zacchaeus's Tree. I can't see anything, Joey complained at the concert. Everyone was standing in front of them, and he just wasn't tall enough to get a view of the stage. His dad crouched down beside him. Get on my back, he shouted above the music. Joey quickly did as he was told and could finally see the band. Wow! Too bad we don't have Zacchaeus's tree, Dad said. It was too loud to talk much in there, so Joey didn't ask his dad what he meant right then. The next day, when he and Dad were getting the grill going for supper, Joey brought it up again. What did you mean yesterday about Zacchaeus's tree? Dad lit the grill and turned to him. Don't you remember the story of Zacchaeus? Not really, Joey said. Well, we have time for it now. Dad sat in a lawn chair and Joey pulled one up beside him. When Jesus was living on earth, many people wanted to see him and hear him speak, Dad explained. He drew crowds everywhere he went, and one day a man named Zacchaeus was in the crowd. Joey glanced at his dad. And he had a tree? He climbed a tree, Dad said. Zacchaeus was a short man, so he couldn't see from where he was standing. Jesus noticed what he did and went over and told him he'd eat at his house that day. Dad got up and checked on the grill before continuing. What's cool about the story is that Zacchaeus hadn't been a good man. He was a tax collector and had taken more than he should have from people. But meeting Jesus changed him, and he decided he wanted to follow Jesus and live a good life. So he gave back to those he took from even more than he owed. Dad smiled. Stories like that remind me that Jesus can change anyone's heart. Joey made a face. Even people like the bullies down the street? Dad nodded. Jesus changed us even though we were sinners, and he can change them too. God can change anyone and help them grow into a better person. Dad touched the top of Joey's head. Speaking of growing, maybe you won't need a Zacchaeus tree the next time we go to a concert. Joey grinned. Maybe not. Well, how about you? Do you believe anyone can change? The story of Zacchaeus in the Bible shows us they can. When Zacchaeus met Jesus and saw that Jesus cared about him even though he was a tax collector, his heart was changed. Jesus can do that for you too. He can do it for anyone you know who seems like they'll never change. He changes hearts and lives every day. Our key verse, once again, from the Old Testament book of Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
And our key thought, God can change anyone. Don't you love reading a good book in your own special spot? You can do that with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Plus, you can win some prizes. Enter your name now with Mom and Dad at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.